سخنران امشب جلسه تهران ای ای که جلسه رسمی ثبت شده دفتر خدمات جهانی و زیر نظر ناحیه 15 الکلی های گمنام در تهران است، آقای کورتز با هوشیاری 11 سال از کشور آمریکا می باشد و مترجم عزیزمونم آقا باربود. جلسه در اختیار شما و سخنران مهندس آقا باربود، بفرمایید.
اوکی کرد؟
یس.
Hey, Kurt. Let's do it.
All right. Is there any way I can see? Is there any way you can switch the camera so I can see who's on the screen?
My camera is on. Can
no,
you
no.
See me?
No, see the participants.
Okay, hang on. خانم نیان، اینا الان آقای کرت و هم یکی نمیتونه منو ببینه.
آقای باربود، ما تصویر شما رو داریم. ولی الان تصویر ایشون الان رفته تصویرش.
باربو خاموش کردی روشن؟
started.
Kurt, they say that they can't see me. Can't you?
Yeah, I can see you, but I can't see anybody else. And I want to see if I want to
see. It's a free conference platform, so you can't really do that. It's that Zoom that you can see everybody.
Oh, okay. Well, I think the last time I was on here, I was able to communicate. But that's okay. Listen,
that was right for meeting.
Yeah.
And hang on, let me tell you something before we begin. They told me to tell you that talk more about your relapse experience and your coming back, because lots of people over here with more than 10 years of sobriety, they relapse, and apparently they don't really come back.
Yeah, that's common. That's very common.
Okay.
So, Kurt, alcoholic, thank you for having me. Thanks for inviting me to this format. I know it's difficult because we have to translate, so I'll try and be mindful of that. Barb, but we were talking earlier. I don't think the drink is the relapse.
Yeah, hang on. Let me just convey that. من کرت هستم و الکلی و ممنون که دعوتم کردین اینجا و سعی میکنم ساده صحبت کنم چون قرار ترجمه بشه امشب و گفتم فکر نکنم خود مشروب خوردن به خودی خود لغزش باشه. Okay, come on.
I think the drink is proof of the relapse.
و فکر میکنم که مشروب خوردن گواهی بر لغزشه. Okay.
Yeah, the relapse is it's the condition that we're treating with the alcohol.
لغزش در اصل همون روش و شکلیه که ما با الکل و این بیماری داریم برخورد میکنیم. Okay.
Yeah, and how the big book describes that is a sober state of irritable, restless, and discontent.
و کتاب بزرگ اینجوری توصیفش میکنه که حالتی بیقرار و ناراضی. Okay?
So this is what alcohol is treating. So the whole program is designed around relieving this condition. The fellowship.
کل این بار.
Go ahead.
Okay. و کل این برنامه طراحی شده برای اینکه با این وضعیت بشه مقابله کرد. یعنی بی‌تاب و بدخلق و ناراضی بشه درستش کرد. Okay.
Yeah. So in our book it talks about ideas, emotions, and attitudes that are guiding forces. Have to be suddenly cast aside
for a new کتاب از توی کتاب از ایده ها و رفتارها و احساساتی صحبت میکنه که وقتی که این احساسات رو و این حالت رو کنار میذاریم. اوکی کما
This is what the aspects of the program represent. The fellowship, you know, we go to meetings, we connect with people. Very important to be connected with fellow sufferers. And help others.
Okay. این جوانب برنامه است که ما میریم تو جلسات و با همدیگه ارتباط برقرار میکنیم و خیلی مهمه که با اونایی که در عذاب هستن در ارتباط باشیم و بتونیم با هم ارتباط برقرار کنیم. خیلی ضروریه این قضیه. اوکی؟
So I came in 1979. That was when I came into AA.
من سال 1979 اومدم به AA. Okay?
I was 22 years old.
و 22 سالم بود.
I'm 63 now.
و الان 63 سالمه.
I did not do it correctly.
من درست انجام ندادم این برنامه رو و روش زندگیم کلا درست نبود. Okay?
But all of that was part of the growth process involved here.
ولی در کل همه اینا مرتبط بود با همون برنامه رشدی که برای من در نظر گرفته شد. من اینجوری باید رشد میکردم. Okay?
That one, I originally got sober in 1986. And then drank after
1986.
Yeah, then drank after 19 years.
Okay, so you drank after 1986, after 19 years?
Yes.
Okay. من در از سال 1986 هوشیار شدم و بعد از 19 سال دوباره مشروب خوردم. After 19 years.
After 19 years. So what happened? Okay. This is the question. What happened? So this is why I say the drink was not the relapse. It was proof of it.
و خب سوال اینجاست که دقیقاً چه اتفاقی افتاد و اینجاست که من دارم میگم که اون مشروب خوردنه به خودی خود لغزش نبود بلکه گواهی بر لغزش بود. Okay?
So that proof that relapse that condition sober, This is the deal. The conflicts of sober reality eventually got untenable.
اینجوری برای من شد که واقعیت و اون چیزی که واقعی بود و من هوشیار بودم و می‌دیدم دیگه برام قابل تحمل نبود. Okay?
Right. So a lot of this happened because of everything AA gave me when I got sober. I got a job, a business. My life came back together, and in a strange way, all those things are what took me out of AA.
وقتی که من هوشیار شدم، AA باعث شد که من شغل پیدا کنم، زندگی دوباره بیاد سر جاش و بتونم درست زندگی کنم. ولی همه اون چیزایی بود که دوباره من از AA دورم کرد. Okay?
So I say this because I think it's really important. We say here, we say too many years, not enough days.
20 years?
Too many years, not enough days.
Okay, too many years. حالا من این قضیه رو میگم چون خیلی مهمه و اینکه سالهای زیاد به اندازه یعنی کافی نیست. یعنی حالا منظورش اینه که هر چقدر هم پاک باشی زیاد مهم نیست این زیاد ربطی نداره به قضیه. Okay?
Yeah, there's a great passage in our book in 10 and 11. It says, what we really have is a daily reprieve contingent on the maintenance of our spiritual condition.
کتابمون یه چیز خوبی که داره میگه اینه که میگه که ما چیزی که ما به دست آوردیم یه مهلت روزانه است بر اساس حالا حالت روحانیمون. Okay?
That condition, that spiritual condition is that connection with life, myself, you, the program. And that's what we want to cultivate because that's what keeps us present. It keeps us out of fear. It keeps us out of anxiety, out of projections.
میگم و این وضعیت روحانی دقیقا مرتبط با زندگیمون با خودمون و به برنامه ربط داره و ما رو از ترس و اضطراب و دلهوره و اینجور چیزا دور نگه میداره. Okay?
You know, most of my problems in the book it says the main problem the alcoholic centers in his mind.
تو کتاب میگه که مشکل اصلی الکلی در فکر اوست. اوکی؟
So what how I explain that is my reality was based on thinking. That's all it was based on. It wasn't based on any spiritual perception. It was just based on a commentary in my head.
و من اینو اینجوری توصیف میکنم که واقعیت من بر اساس اون چیزی که من فکر میکردم بود، نه بر اساس روحانیت، و حالا پایش بر اساس فکر من بود و درون من. Okay?
Yeah, so this was the crucial aspect of developing this, you know, we call it sixth sense, we call it, you know, vision, we call it ability to see with clarity, we start to see differently.
و این باعث میشه که ما شروع کنیم چیزا رو، یعنی دیدگاهم به دنیا عوض بشه. Okay?
It's not that you see more, it's that there's more seeing.
این نیست که شما بیشتر ببینین. این در اصل اینجوریه که حالا بیشتر متوجه خیلی چیزا میشین. Okay?
We all know there's a lot of work to do in step work and going to meetings and being of service to our fellows. Working all these parts of the program are all integral parts of the program.
Okay. حالا بر ما همون میدونیم چه برنامه خیلی کار باید انجام بدیم، باید با هم دیگه کمک بکنیم و خدمت بکنیم و اینا، خب یکی از جوانب برنامه هستن. Okay.
And then, you know, one of the things I was told and I say it all the time to people is you don't know what you don't know until you know it.
من یه چیزی که حالا خیلی به بقیه میگفتم اینه که شما نمیدونین چه چیزی رو میدونین تا وقتی که اون چیز رو ندونین. اوکی؟ یعنی متوجه اون چیز نشین.
So that was crucial to get a guide, a sponsor, a mentor. That was very crucial.
و بنابراین خیلی ضروریه که شما یه راهنما و حالا یه مشاور روحانی اسپانسر برای خودتون دست و پا بکنید. اوکی؟
So let me just Barbara, let me read something and I'll just let you you know translate it. I'll read it slow.
Okay.
It says we can never engineer or guide our own transformation or conversion.
What does it mean?
We can never engineer our own guide or transformation. If we
okay.
try,
Go ahead. You go on. I'm gonna just translate together.
Okay. We can never engineer or guide our own transformation. If we try, it will be a self-centered, well-controlled version of conversion.
ما هیچ وقت نمیتونیم خودمون تغییر رو تو خودمون کارگردانی بکنیم، یعنی خودمون بخوایم اون کار رو هر جوری هست تو خودمون تغییر بکنیم، یعنی بدون کمک خدا. منظورش اینه که نمیشه، و اگر این کار رو بخوایی بکنی میشه کارگردانی و یه جوری حالا خودمحورانه، یه تغییر خودمحورانه میشه.
Okay. With most of my preferences and addictions still fully in place but now well disguised.
What does it mean? Those are hard sentences you talk
about. So what it's saying is it's like the active alcoholic trying to determine his own rules for sobriety. Kind of like, I come in here and I think I know what I need to do here, but I really don't know what I need to do. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. و منظور بر این هستش که مثلا بیشتر مثل ایمونه یک الکلی که بیماریش فعاله بخواد تعیین تکلیف کنه که چی کار باید بکنه چی کار نباید بکنه، چون که فکر میکنه که خودش همه جوابا رو داره و خودش میدونه باید چی کار بکنه. Okay?
Yeah, so it would look like this. I would come in and somebody would say, you need to go to a meeting. And I go, well, wait a minute, I got problems at home. I got problems with my job. How's that going to help me? See, I can't make the connection.
Okay. و نمونهش اینجوری میشه که وقتی با هم میگم باید بری جلسه، من میگم که نه، من خودم تو خونه مشکل دارم، من با کارم مشکل دارم، من چجوری جلسه رفتن چجوری میخواد به من کمک کنم. Okay.
So say I go to a meeting and then all of a sudden somebody starts sharing about how they resolved a problem at home.
و وقتی که میرم جلسه یه دفعه توی مشارکت همه حالا یکی شروع میکنه میگه که چجوری یه مشکلی تو خونه داشته و اونو برطرف کرده. Okay?
So I go, wow, that's a strange coincidence. That's synchronistic.
و okay. و من خب مثلا میام تعجب میکنم میگم که چه اتفاق عجیبی اینم که همین مشکل داشته. یعنی عملا خودمو میشنوام اونجا مشکل خودمو. Okay?
Yeah, so I start to see an interconnectedness that doesn't come from just rational thought. It comes from a different place.
و ناخودآگاه یه ارتباطی رو حس میکنم که what you said, could you say that again? It's not rational?
It's not really rational thought. It's like you see from a different viewing platform. You start to see synchronicity,
okay.
Connections.
اوکی. و ارتباطی رو میبینم که خیلی از منطق نمیاد. یه جور حالا ارتباط هم عملا منظورش اینه که قلبیه. همون مشکلی که من داشتم اونا هم داشتن. اوکی؟
Yeah, so that kind of starts to open you up to maybe I don't know what's going on here.
و اینجوری میشه که کم کم پیش خودتون فکر میکنید خب شاید من واقعا نمیدونم اینجا چه خبره. شاید باید بیشتر بیام تو جریان قضیه که بفهمم اینجا چی داره میگذره چه اتفاقی داره میفته. اوکی.
So part of it when I was new was I needed to be pulled out of my own orbit, my thinking. That's why people told me to help other people. It pulled me out of my self-centeredness. It pulled me out of my orbit.
اوکی. و وقتی که تازه وارد بودم به این دلیل به من گفتن که باید به بقیه کمک کنی چون این من از مدار درونی خودم بیرون می آورد. دیگه محور خودم نمی چرخیدم تو حول محور خودم و باعث می شد که حالا از اون فکر کردنه و از اون کله خودم بیرون بیرون. اوکی؟
When I'm pulled out of my own self-centered orbit, then I have like a broader vision. Like you could say it's like this. It's kind of like metaphorically. It's like the difference between seeing high def color and black and white.
High def color, what does it mean?
It means like high definition color TV versus a black and white TV. Okay. That's a metaphor for what it looks like. You start to have a broader vision.
Okay.
You start to see more.
Okay. وقتی که از خود محوری میای بیرون خیلی چیزا وسط بهتر میشه و حالا استعارش اینجوری میشه که مثل فرق بین یه تلویزیون رنگی و یه تلویزیون سیاه‌سفیده دقیقاً خیلی چیزا رو بهتر و واضح‌تر میتونی ببینی. Okay?
So that was part of getting the reconnected. The worst thing for people that relapse that I've talked to and for me was I had a story about what had happened to me. I had a construct, a story, and it wasn't true.
So the worst thing is that the story isn't true, right?
Yeah. That's
okay.
That story, because it's all guilt and shame based.
Yeah. و خب اینجوری که دوباره بعد اینجوری میتونی دوباره واسه چی چون مثلا وقتی که لغزش میکنی بعد اتفاقی که واسه لغزش ها میفته اینه که هر کسی یه داستان جدیدی واسه خودش داره که هیچ کدومش مثلا واقعی نیستش بر اساس یه سری افکار اون اتفاق افتاده و یه باوری تو شکل گرفته که در از پای و اساسش از احساس گناه و خجالته و اون داستان درست نیست. اوکی.
So I could never see truthfully or with clarity through the lens of a guilt or shame-based perception.
و من هیچ وقت نمیتونم از افکاری که بر پایه عذاب وجدان و احساس گناه و خجالت درست و حسابی و هوشیارانه فکر بکنم. یعنی همه افکارم غبارآلوده. اوکی؟
So Barbara, this is what I was doing when I relapsed. I was drinking. Let's just pretend this drink I've got here is my vodka. Here's what it looked like. This is what it did. I drank it.
Okay.
Oh. All right.
Yes.
I drank for connection. That is not guilt or shame based. It was the only way I knew how to connect. That's what I was trying to do in the program.
Okay.
I lost connection in the program, so I relapsed. I went back to the only connection I knew, which was the bottle.
Oh, okay. وقتی که من لفظش کردم اینجوری بودش که خب من چون نتونسته بودم توی برنامه فصل بشم و ارتباط رو برقرار بکنم خب حالا طبیعتا همیشه حالش بد بوده و تنها راهی که بلد بوده این بوده که دوباره خودش رو وصل بکنه به یه چیزی همون بطری مشروب بوده که اونجا بوده و وقتی اونو خورده حس کرده که وصل شده چون فکر میکرده اینجوری دوباره میتونه وصل شه. Okay?
So you could say it like this. I drank to preserve my sanity.
You drank to preserve your sanity. It means you did not have sanity, right?
Yeah. Well, the sanity I was functioning from wasn't really sanity, but that's what we do. See, that's what an alcoholic does. The alcoholic goes to what connects him. And what takes away fear, anxiety, it takes away irritable, restless, discontent condition. That's the medicine for that condition.
من مشروب خوردم چون خب اون موقع سلامت عقلی که داشتم اینجوری فکر میکردم که خب من باید مشروب بخورم اینجوری کلم به من میگفتش و فکر میکردم که دوباره منو وصلم میکنه و اون حالت بیتاب و بدخلق و ناراضی ازم میگیره آرومم میکنه. Okay?
So I guess what I'd really, really want to say about that is the reason a lot of us don't come back is because we have a story that we blew it.
Okay. و حالا در کل چیزی که میخوام بگم اینه که ما همه ماهی که لغزش میکنیم و بر نمیگردیم اینه که همه ما یه همچین داستانی داریم. Okay?
And there's shame and guilt behind that. You know, we feel like we've let our friends down, our families.
Yeah. Okay. و دقیقاً این داستان اینجوریه که ما فکر میکنیم که ما همه را خودمون ناامید کردیم، دوستامون و خانواده‌هامون رو با این لغزش ناامید کردیم از خودمون. Okay?
And I think, you know, just what you're doing right now by translating, see, this is a being of service. This is like coming back in and going, okay, I'm going to be of service. Mm-hmm. And however that manifests, because it'll show up for everybody differently. But it's like, that's what we do. We try to give back immediately. We don't have to wait. We do that immediately. You can extend your hand to a new person. Because when I was new, I could relate to the new guy better than guys with 50 years sobriety. I was closer to their experience.
So let me convey that. و مثلا حالا الان منو مثال زدن که دارم ترجمه میکنم گفتن که خب شما هم تازه لغزش کردم گفتن این مثلا یه راه برگشتنه و حالا برای هر کی متفاوته ولی در اصل اینکه شما دستتون رو دراز کنین برای آدمای دیگه تا بتونین کمک بگیریم و به بقیه هم کمک بکنین و مثلا برای خود من اینجوری بود که وقتی مثلا من پاکیم پایین‌تر بود هوشیاریم پایین‌تر بود اون تازه واردی که با هوشیاری پایین تر بودن رو بهتر درک میکنم تا اونی که هوشیاری بالایی داشت. Okay?
Yeah. So I mean the 12 steps are 12 spiritual principles that we try to integrate into our lives and it's a way of living. That's love and tolerance of others is our code. These are all things out of the big book, but this is what we try to practice. We don't do it perfectly. But we have a daily reprieve to do that. So I never got peace from time. I got peace from presence.
اینا اصول 12 قدم هستش و عشق و محبت هم رمز ماست و ما یه فرصت یه روزه داریم. و اینکه من هیچ وقت حالا زمان آرومم نکرد در اصل اون لحظه حال بود که من آرومم میکرد و تو اون حال خوبی رو میتونستم تجربه بکنم. Okay?
Yeah. So, you know, so I try to do this on a daily basis and this is, you know, This is how, I mean, life is very rich and very full. And I had a lot of wreckage to clean up because I caused a lot of wreckage sober.
Okay. و من اینو سعی میکنم روزانه انجامش بدم و سعی میکنم که خرابی هایی که تو گذشته به وجود آوردم رو جبران بکنم، چون من خیلی از خرابی هایی که به وجود آوردم توی هوشیاری بوده. Okay.
You know,
just like me.
Yeah, well, we all, I mean, see, that's what happens. I mean, we don't know that there's a better way to do this, because we have to exhaust that way. We have to exhaust the old way. And there's remnants and residual of that old way that will come. It'll drag along. It doesn't mean you're bad or you did anything wrong. It just means that's how it works. I mean, we read how it works all the time, but we don't hear how it works. Not how I work it, how it works. There's a spiritual
و این کاری که ما انجام میدیم در حقیقت شما باید تجربه بکنید. حالا از روش‌های قدیمی خسته بشیم، اصلا دلیل بر این نیست که شما اشتباه کردی یا بخواید به خاطرش عذاب وجدان داشته باشی. و حالا what you said, did you say the last sentence you said, because I forgot it.
I forgot it too.
Okay, just let's move on. Forget
it. Let's say it this way. Recovery is a process, not an event.
Okay. میگن که بهبودی یه پروسه است نه یه اتفاق. یه شب اتفاق نمیفته. Okay?
Yeah. So, I think what I was talking about was the wreckage, you know, it's like, you know, I had to go back through the steps with a sponsor and I had to rectify a lot of the damage I did sober. And there's a healing that happens in that.
پس من با یه راهنما صحبت می‌کردم و نگاه می‌کردم ببینم چه حالا خسارت‌ها و مشکلاتی به بار آوردم وقتی که هوشیار بودم و بعد اونا رو درست می‌کردم و این باعث این توش یعنی توی این درست کردن این خسارت‌ها و جبران کردنشون یه حالا یه بهبودی و حال خوبی توش هست. Okay.
Yeah. So I think, you know, part of the in one of the promises it says your past becomes your greatest asset. So what that experience taught me, I have 11 years now from that going out, right? So what it taught me was that I can be extremely effective with people who go out after they have some time.
Could you hold on your thoughts on your past becomes your best asset?
Yes. Yes.
Because I wrote to that. Okay. و خب یکی از وعده هاست اگه اشتباه نکنم که میگه گذشته بهترین داراییت میشه، تجربیات گذشته. Okay?
So when they talk about the promises in there, those promises are let me say it this way, Barbie. The promises are just a description of what it looks like to be connected.
Okay. وقتی که در مورد وعده ها صحبت وقتی که در مورد وعده ها صحبت میکنیم، چیزی که وعده ها هستن اینه که یه توصیفی از این هستش که وقتی که متصل بشی به یه نیروی برتر چه حسی خواهی داشت و دقیقاً قرار چه احساسی رو تجربه بکنی. Okay?
Yeah, so look, we comprehend the word serenity. Okay. We can look the world in the eye. We can be alone at perfect peace. These are all descriptive.
ما کلمه تسلیم رو درک میکنیم و اونو حالا به عبارتی توی زندگیمون میاریم و میتونیم توی چشمان دنیا نگاه بکنیم. Okay? You can look the world in the eye.
So this is where they're talking about, like, I think it's in, there's a solution. It says, ideas, emotions, and attitudes, which were once the guiding forces, are shifted.
Okay. Shifted to what?
To a different view. this different view, the comprehension of serenity, the ability to be at peace, where your fears fall from you. See, this is descriptive of the spiritual awakening.
و اینجوری بخوایم بگیم که حالا ایده ها و رفتارها که قبلا یک نیروی محرکه بودن تبدیل میشه به یک دید متفاوت که توش مفهوم تسلیم و رفت از بین رفتن ترس ها رو درک میکنیم و این شکلیه وقتی که به بیداری روحانی میرسی یه همچین حالی باید تجربه کنیم. اوکی؟
So for me, you know, how the effect of a surrendered state to, you know, AA was, I had a sense of gratitude. I started to see things. I was grateful that I was sober again. I was grateful that I could go to meetings. It wasn't like I was thinking, oh, I got to go to meetings.
برای من اثر تسلیم اینجوری بود که باعث شد شکرگزار باشم راجع به چیزایی که دارم، راجع به هوشیاریم و اینکه میتونم برم جلسه. دیگه اینجوری نبودش که آه خدای من دوباره برم جلسه، نمیخوام برم چه کار سختیه. اوکی؟
Yeah, so and then I started to notice that difference within me, the way I was feeling and seeing things differently. And it started to become, it became something that I could believe in again.
و فهمیدم که چون تغییراتی به وجود اومده و یه چیزی رو داشتم حس می‌کردم که دوباره میتونستم بهش باور داشته باشم، یه چیزی برای باور کردن پیدا کردم. That's just what happened to me this time after 5 years being in this program.
So I would say, see, I say this all the time, you did nothing wrong by drinking again. All you were trying to do was connect to your wholeness in the way you knew how to connect. That was your deep.
من همیشه اینو میگم که شما با لغزش کردن کار بدی نکردین، شما فقط سعی کردین یه راهی پیدا بکنین که وصل بشین و اون خلأ درونیتون رو با این کار پر کنین. اوکی؟
And you know that's what we're up against. We're up against in the physical allergy once we start drinking. We need more booze. But even before that, the obsession of the mind happens in a sober state. It doesn't happen under the influence. The obsession happens sober.
Okay. این چیزی که باش طرفیم در است که ویار و آلرژی بدنی هست، ولی یه بخش دیگه هم که هستش وسواس فکریه که وقتی که شما مصرف کردین به وجود نمیاد، وقتی که هوشیار شدین اون تازه اون موقع به وجود میاد. اوکی؟
So when they say spiritual malady, and this is just my take on this, is there's nothing wrong with my spirit. It's just that I have a mental condition that tells me it's all screwed up.
Okay. So hang on. وقتی که میگم بیداری روحانی معنیش بر این نیستش که حالا من روحم از بین رفته، بلکه معنیش اینه که من یه مشکل فکری دارم که همه زندگیمو نابود میکنه، این مشکل باید برطرف بشه. اوکی؟
So I just think that's the gift. The real gift is all I ever wanted to do was have some contentment and feel like I fit in this body comfortably and in the world. That's all I ever wanted.
Okay. و بنابراین فکر کنم که این یه هدیه است که به من داده شده که میخواستم دوباره بتونم احساس آرامش و راحتی بکنم و بتونم توی این حالا بدن خودم جا بگیرم، یعنی به عبارت حالم خوب باشه از درون و بتونم با آرامش زندگی بکنم. اوکی؟
Yeah, which is said many ways in many cultures, many religions, many different things. It's the peace that passes all understanding. It's a tremendous sense of humility and gratitude that my life's been saved in AA.
Okay. و این چیزی که توی خیلی از ادیان هم گفته شده که این نیست، یعنی در حقیقت به عبارت زندگی من نجات پیدا کرد توی الکلی گمنام. حالا واسه هر کسی به هر چیزی که باور داره اون شکلی زندگیش نجات پیدا کرده. برای من توی AA زندگی نجات پیدا کرد. Okay.
Yes. So there's a part in the book I really like. It says the main purpose of this book is to enable us to find a power greater than ourselves, which will solve our problem, not so we can solve our problem.
Okay. و یه جای کتاب که من خیلی دوستش دارم اینه که میگه که این کتاب به ما کمک میکنه ما یک نیروی برتر از خودمون پیدا بکنیم که اون نیرو میخواد مشکلاتمون رو حل بکنه، نه اینکه من خودم میخوام مشکلاتم رو حل بکنم. شما خودتون نمیتونی کاری بکنی، اون نیرو باید بتونه کار کنه. اوکی.
So and then it goes on to say, which is a tremendous realization, that this great reality is deep down within every man, woman and child.
و ناگفته نماند که این واقعیت، همین واقعیت یک نیروی برتر در اعماق وجود هر زن و بچه و مردی وجود داره. این یعنی در اعماق وجود هر انسانی یه ایده از یه نیروی برتر هست. اوکی.
And I think that's what happens when we see each other here. We realize that some of us are consciously aware of that and some of us aren't, and that's why we extend our hands to help everyone that struggles in the same way we all struggle. We're not different in that way. We might have different stories and living situations, but the internal struggle is the same. It's that sense of fear and guilt and remorse and morbid reflection. That's not who we really are. That's a narrative.
Okay, hang on. و اتفاقی که وقتی اینجا هم دیگر رو میبینیم میفته همینه که اونایی که حالشون خوبه به اونایی که حالشون بده کمک میکنم. بله، ما همه هم مشکلات خودمون رو داریم، یه سری مشکلاتی داریم، ولی احساس گناه و خجالت اصل قضیه نیستش و این فقط بیانگر اینه که ما همه هم یه مشکل داریم. اوکی؟
So I mean that's what we're here for. It's why when Tom asked me, "Hey, would you speak in this meeting?" I said, "Sure. Sure, I'd love to. I spoke here once before and I just think it's great that we have this platform to connect. I would never connected with you."
Who's Tom?
Tom is someone
who's Tom.
He spoke at a meeting yesterday.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah,
I was
a couple days ago. Yeah, a couple days ago.
و دلیلی که اینجاییم همینه دقیقاً. و من خودم خیلی خوشحال شدم وقتی که تام بهم گفتش که اینجا این جلسه است که میخواد برگزار بشه و خوشحال شدم که بیام اینجا. Actually I'm really enjoying from talking to you.
Yeah, I'm enjoying.
I would like to attend that talk maybe in some other places.
Sure, no problem. What a great language. Yeah. Your language is so beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. It's mixing up British accents and American accents. Yeah, it's kind of screwed up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good job. So, how much time do we have, Barbet? I don't know if I've got much more to say.
Hang on. Let me check with the base. Okay. Let me check with the base. Khayonian, I cursed before. Thank you, Chad. You laughed at that.
خب
حدودا چقدر؟ 10 دقیقه. اوکی.
پنجاه و پنج دقیقه اگه صحبتی دارن تایم هستش، مگه اینکه خودشون دیگه ادامه ندن.
باش مرسی. Kurt, they've been telling me that you've got around 10 minutes, so let's just keep this going.
Let me give you a little background where I came from. So I grew up in Texas. And started drinking junior high school.
Okay, hang on. بذارید من از پس زمینه هم بهتون بگم. من توی تکساس به دنیا آمدم و از حالا سال اول دبیرستان شروع کردم به مشروب خوردن. Okay?
So that world of drinking and drugs took me into selling drugs, selling guns, into prison in Texas.
Oh, really? Okay. و دنیای مشروب مواد کار منو به جایی رسوند که من شروع کردم به مواد فروختن توی خیابونا و اسلحه فروختن توی زندان ها، مواد فروختن توی زندان های تگزاس. Okay?
And when I kept trying to get my life together, I kept drinking and using. I couldn't figure out, why do I keep doing this? Why do I keep going back to this thing that's causing me so much trouble? Why do I do this? Why do I do this?
و وقتی که داشتم سعی می‌کردم زندگیمو جمع و جور بکنم و هی داشتم مصرف می‌کردم، هی پیش خودم فکر می‌کردم من چرا هی این کارو می‌کنم؟ من چرا دارم می‌زنم؟ و این داره واسه من کلی مشکل درست میکنه و چرا من با همچنان دارم مصرف میکنم، دلیلش چیه؟ چرا نمیتونم جلوشو بگیرم؟ اوکی؟
So that the answer to that I got from that's where I got from AA is that you do this because you're an alcoholic and self will cannot stop that.
و دلیلش رو من توی AA پیدا کردم و به اینجا گفتن که توی الکلی هستی و اراده شخصی نمیتونه جلوی این قضیه رو بگیره. اوکی؟
So the easiest way I can say it is I had to be released from that condition.
اوکی. و برابر این تنها راه این که بتونم با این شکست مواجه بشم این بودش که از این وضعیت رهایی پیدا کنم، نجات پیدا کنم از این مصرف کردن. اوکی؟
And as a result of being released, the conditions that were brought about by it, the prison, all that kind of stuff, ended because I wasn't in that mode anymore.
و در از جن آزادی که پیدا کردم، اون وضعیتی هم که داشت واسم همچنان به خاطر حالا مصرف کردم مثلا به وجود اومده بود، زندان و این داستانا، اونم تموم شد چون که دیگه حالا حالت فکری اون شکل دیگه تو مود این کارا نبودم و علاقه به انجام این کارا نداشتم. اوکی.
So I early sobriety I went back and spoke at the prison I was in. That was part of my service back. See? I went back to the prison and talked for AA.
With HNI, right?
Yes. Yes.
و وقتی که من هوشیار شدم، یکی از خدمتایی که انجام دادم و کمیته اچنهایی رفتم توی اون زندانی که بودم و برای حالا ای اونجا صحبت کردم و پیامو سعی کردم اونجا ببرم و منتقلش بکنم. اوکی؟
So I started to develop new relationships and I started to heal family relationships and I started to heal relationships with old employers all through the amends process and the steps.
و شروع کردم به وجود آوردن روابط جدید، ترمیم روابط قدیمی، ترمیم روابط با خانواده‌ام و درست کردن روابطم با کارمندای قدیمی و نتیجهش از یعنی در نتیجه جبران خسارتام این اتفاق واسم افتاد و تونستم این روابط جدید رو به وجود بیارم. اوکی؟
So I think now for me, you know, I'm thinking of it now, the most important aspect of this is that it gave me a sense of purpose in the world and it gave me a sense of purpose in myself. And that's all I ever wanted to do was be able to sit in my own skin suit and be comfortable.
Okay. و فکر کنم الان برای من مهمترین جنبه این اتفاقات این بودی که من هدفمند شدم، هم در دنیای بیرونم هم در دنیایی که در درونم هست من هدفمند شدم و این تنها چیزیه که من همیشه دنبالش بودم، یعنی فقط می‌خواستم از درون حالم خوب باشه. اوکی.
So I'm very grateful to AA but I know AA was not did this. AA was the vehicle for that power to work through.
Okay. و من امروز به خاطر این قضیه خیلی شکرگزارم و اینو من نمیگم AA این کارو کرد. AA اون وسیله‌ای بود که منو به اون نیروی برتری که این کارا رو واسم کرد رسون. یعنی در اصل اون نیروی برتر و خدا این کارا رو میکنه و AA فقط یه وسیله است که شما رو به اون نیرو وصل میکنه. Okay?
Yeah, that's about all I got. I just want to say, you know, thanks for having me, Barbara, and I really appreciate the opportunity to try and share some experience with some hope. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, that was a pleasure to translate for you tonight. And I'm gonna shoot you an email so we can talk more if that's okay.
Sure. Yeah. Sure, that's fine.
And thank you. Thank you. Yeah. It was an honor. And yeah. The rest of the meeting is in Persian, but you can stick around if you like.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So have a good day then. Cheers.
Thanks, Barbie.
Thank you. Okay. خب میگن که تمام شد دیگه حرفشون.
من از شما سپاسگزارم آقا باربود، از ایشان هم سپاسگزارم، از طرف ما تشکر.